there are more than 20,000 drainage inlets around Fort Wayne.
And these pick up the water when there's runoff from your roof, from your driveway, from the rain, from melted snow.
That's Frank Suarez of City Utilities. He says this drainage system is vital to preventing flooding. Now, some of that street water goes into what's called a combined pipe. It mixes with sewage and heads to the wastewater treatment plant. That's a problem because when it rains, too much liquid fills the system and it can overflow straight into the rivers. To combat that, the city is undertaking lots of projects to separate the pipes. Less raw sewage dumping straight into our rivers, more street runoff dumping straight into our rivers. Suarez says there are lots of things residents should keep in mind to reduce their contribution to water pollution.
Sometimes we'll wash our car in the driveway. We let some of that extra detergent and stuff, whatever we're using, run off into the stormwater drains. We just need to be aware of what we're doing and what kind of product we're using.
It's not just the dirt from cars, though. Oil or grease dripping onto the driveway you hose down and pet waste you don't pick up can get into the water. And the illegal dumping of chemicals or debris into inlets can land you a fine. And then there are pesticides and fertilizers.
We just need to be careful that we're not spraying it too far, that we're not putting a lot of it onto the concrete. One, it's a waste. It's costing us more to not be more efficient. But also it goes into our storm drains and that goes into the rivers eventually.
Some people have drainage issues in their own lawns and experience standing water.
Our rain garden program helps that. It also helps the whole community because it reduces what is going into our storm drain.
The city has helped dozens of homes, schools, and businesses put in rain gardens. They use native plants with deeper roots that absorb more water and help control soil erosion. Overall, Suarez says picking up some new practices can do a lot to reduce sediment in waterways, improve the water quality, and protect the fragile wildlife habitat. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.